Howdy, neighbors. Good morning, everybody. Ron Hayes, Radio Oklahoma Network. Checking agricultural news up next.
P&K knows these are extraordinary times, but after 40 years, we know how resilient our community can be. The health and safety of our customers and employees are our top priority, but we also know that the grass will still grow, our animals will still need care, and your equipment still needs to run. P&K is meeting the needs of our customers online, from choosing a tractor and securing financing to ordering parts and scheduling service. Visit our website or call one of our stores. P&K Equipment and John Deere Ben will continue to be here for our customers. They promise that will not change.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau has been all around Oklahoma since 1942, and they're proud to serve agriculture in all 77 counties. Oklahoma Farm Bureau is invested into the lives of all who live in rural Oklahoma. In fact, their mission statement is improving the lives of rural Oklahomans. Farm Bureau has a team of legislative professionals serving their members' interests at the state capitol and work nationally with other state farm bureaus in Washington through the American Farm Bureau. Check out their website at okfarmbureau.org, where you can learn more about being a part of the Farm Bureau family.
The power-sharing agreement in the U.S. Senate still not quite finalized, but it looks like Debbie Stabenow and John Bozeman working together. The incoming chairman is Ms. Stabenow. The incoming ranking member is John Bozeman, the Republican from Arkansas. They yesterday did announce that the committee will hold a business meeting to vote on the nomination of Tom Vilsack to be Secretary of Agriculture at some point today. Going to be working around floor votes. We'll have a location somewhere close to the Senate floor, and Tom Vilsack expected to be easily confirmed by the U.S. Senate, a known quantity, former Secretary of Agriculture during the Obama administration, to be the next Secretary of Agriculture, replacing Sonny Perdue. Oklahoma's Governor Kevin Stitt given his State of the State address yesterday and offered a big shout-out to the just recently concluded Cattlemen's Congress, which was held at the Oklahoma State Fairgrounds in Oklahoma City.
A few weeks ago, I was at the Cattlemen's Congress at the fairgrounds right here in Oklahoma City. The folks in Denver turned their back on the ag industry. They wouldn't let them have their major national cattle show because they insisted on keeping their state locked down. That put the stability of the U.S. beef industry in danger. So we started a new tradition here in Oklahoma City, and the Cattlemen's Congress brought $50 million to our economy.
With the success of the 2021 Cattlemen's Congress, the National Western may be in some trouble when it comes to the beef cattle portion of their livestock events. Already some of the beef cattle associations talking long and hard about committing to a 2022 Cattlemen's Congress. Mentioned earlier that Governor Stitt had his State of the State address yesterday. That's the traditional start of the legislative session in the state of Oklahoma. Rod Mozell, president of the Oklahoma Farm Bureau, says a lot of the regular topics that are concerning to agricultural groups out there talk about trying to protect the sales tax exemption for agriculture. And one issue that's on the minds of a lot of folks in rural America, improving rural broadband.
Is some movement on rural broadband between both at the state level and the federal level. And so we're anxious to do all we can to help get rural broadband to all Oklahomans. And we've seen that deficiency particularly bad in rural Oklahoma this year with students trying to learn in remote fashion and have seen how poor the broadband is to so many areas. So that's certainly at top of our list.
Oklahoma Farm Bureau's got their Leadership Week underway. You can go to okfarmbureau.org and see discussions all week long, state and federal issues. You've got farm news on Ron.
Entz Auction and Realty, Oklahoma's premier land and equipment auctioneers, in conjunction with Cutter Energy, present a virtual mineral consignment auction. It's Tuesday, February 16th at 10 a.m. Mineral consignments are being accepted until Tuesday, February 9th, featuring lots from Lamb, Beaver, Beckham, Kingfisher, Logan, Custer, Major, and Roger Mills counties, just to name a few. For more information, visit EntzAuctions.com or call 405-663-2200. 405-663-2200.
More farm news on our website, OklahomaFarmReport.com. Have a good day. I'm Ron Hayes.